All right, Lock y'all.
Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. All right, goddamn it. I know you motherfuckers want to watch that goddamn game or those games. But game time for me, because I ain't really into sports like that. I mean, I like the Raiders. I really like California teams. But I don't know who own them. Oh, shit. Man, I know you finna start some shit, man, but I'm finna get you right now and get you off. What's up, private number?
Yo, the fuck is my money, G?
I ain't gonna even entertain you today, man. Hey, check it out. You guys heard this sucker last time, so I told you guys. You guys think I'll be bullshitting, but I got haters, man. They be hating on me, man. Where's my shit? G, you heard what he said. We already discovered last time he was on here, he just wanted to say I had some bullshit. And he know, if I asked him about it, he know he couldn't answer shit. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do. No, I ain't going to even fuck with him. I was finna fuck with him. He back on it right now. I just had to get him off. But listen, I know y'all want to do that shit, but it's a couple of things you need to know. This fucking sale that I've been doing, you know, I'm greedy and all that goddamn shit, but I know for a fact I can't fucking teach more than 50 students at one time. I already got 53, and people are still buying this shit because they want it. That's a good deal, and I've told people that I am going to continue this sale to right before Christmas. So I'm going to keep my word as far as that goes. But after today, if you buy the shit, then 641, what's up, man?
Bud, how you doing today?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Good. I had a quick question for you.
Come on.
Nothing to do with the game, but I know that you were in academics, and I just wanted to get your opinion on I'm doing my bachelor's in psychology, and I wanted to get your opinion on how I can, or any advice.
On psychology, you're getting a bachelor.
Yep.
Bro, what do you think about psychology? Do you believe that if I study 400 people, and they have, if I study these people, then I'm wondering, let's say I'm studying why they are introverted. And these 400 people show the same thing. Not the same thing, but basically the same things. And I come to this conclusion. And I write this paper, and this conclusion is in this paper, and you read the paper. What do you think you would do, or what should you do as a psychologist as far as the information goes to your practice?
Okay. Same thing?
What?
Look into it.
No, listen. Let me tell you something, bro. This is why I don't... I don't think a psychologist can fuck with me.
Okay.
I learned this.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I learned this when I was actually going for my master's. Because, you know, listen, bro, I'm serious when I say this. I was in school with serious scholastic achievers. I was straight out of the streets. I'm talking about these dudes and women are, they got all kind of background. And I was seriously intimidated. Because I'm out the street, but I think I'm smart. And what I'm saying is I'm listening to this. We was doing a psychology course. And what I'm saying is they proposed a situation. I forget what it was, but they proposed a situation. And this situation they proposed had a particular way it should be solved. And what I'm saying is that all the goddamn scholastic people, they understand that they need to know what the professor is talking about. Otherwise, they need to know specifically this particular information. I didn't know it.
From the source, you mean, or what?
From the source, yes. I didn't know it because I ain't scholastic like that. I was doing something else, taking this shit. But as I'm doing it, I'm finding out, damn, these people are motherfuckers. Listen to this, bro.
Uh-huh.
I realized, because what is higher learning, what is higher education about? What do you think?
People.
No, it's not.
Behavior.
No.
Or what?
No. Higher learning is about learning what's there and using it to get somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Higher, somewhere further. So what I'm saying is, if you can, you know what citing material is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can cite material that you have in class, that you've been taught, but you don't believe what the fuck the answer is as far as everybody else believes it's left and you're saying it's right, all you have to do, the only thing you have to do is use this material that you saw or learned in class and make it reinforce your position. Did you know that?
Okay.
Did you know
I
that?
I heard you talking about it once. I didn't, but I heard you talking about it one time, and I thought that was – I didn't catch it the first time, but now I'm starting to understand.
So listen to what I'm saying. The instructor can't give you a bad grade, but the instructor don't want to fuck her goddamn course curriculum up either. And her course curriculum is saying it's left, and I'm saying it's right. And unless you just want to say, fuck me, she got to accept that there is always more than one correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
And most instructors and psychologists don't do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I've.
What they want to do is make your problem fit into what they think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they start asking you everything about what they think it is. And when you start explaining shit that's outside of what they think it is, they relate it to some anomaly that's going on with you. Instead of thinking that what you're talking about is what it is, and what he's talking about is the shit he learned. Come
gotcha.
On.
Do gotcha, you? Gotcha.
Do you really?
I didn't get you.
Listen, bro. Listen. Mm-hmm. You see how long it took you to answer? Did I ask you to call me? Did I?
No.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, how quickly did I formulate every fucking thing I had to say in response to your question?
Yeah.
How thoroughly does it express my point of view, where I'm coming from, answer your question without directly addressing what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thoroughly.
So my point, bro, is that you can't trip on the shit you tripping on if you finna goddamn get into psychology.
Okay.
You gotta trip really on things. With an S, plural. You know, psychology, they trip on being antisocial or whatever particular subject they tripping on. It's that, and that's what they tripping on. And everything is about that when you go in to see them. But in reality, if the psychologist realized that what's going on is a problem, but that's why it's a problem, because no one addresses everything else that's going on with this motherfucker. The goddamn psychologists do ask this or that question to find out this or that about the person, but they don't realize that the actual problem is the person. They want to make it something about what this person is doing, thinking, what they've been into, their mama, their daddy, or whatever. They don't know this person has not accepted who they are and what they think. If they accept that, those are unique psychologists. Those are motherfuckers.
So you're,
go ahead.
So you're saying that people in this field, or, you know, psychologists in the field, they tend to have already preconceived notions of the person before they diagnose them, before it even comes, I mean, before they even listen to them? Is that what you're saying? Like, everybody's
getting to a category? Hell yes. It, whatever the fuck is going on with you, if you get paranoid, if you got anxiety, whatever they learn about anxiety, they are, those are the answers for whatever the fuck you say before you open your mouth.
Damn. But it's nice to have your perspective. That's
but is that
true.
True? Do you think it's true?
Yeah. All the way.
Listen, bro. Listen. What I'm saying is, if you realize or if you accept that every fucking new thought, every fucking whatever version is simply to get a bunch of motherfuckers to buy it so that this person can have whatever. I'm saying, if I got a new theory, like say I got this theory that I'm talking to you about, and I fucking want to, you know, blow up with it, and I got the avenues to do it, all I got to do is write the papers, sites and shit. Next thing you know, this is a person with a degree, and this person has cited some accepted shit. Man, this must be real. What makes it real? Because they get to read something that makes them hear me when I already had this to say? You going to hear me now because you read some shit that I'm kind of quoting. No, man, that ain't how life go, bro. Life don't go like that. Because let me tell you something. If you're crossing the street, you just want to get to the other side, what should you do?
Just figure out how to get to the other side. Man.
Listen.
Just walk.
That's what you should do. Just walk to the other side. All that other bullshit that you're thinking is why your second thought is nowhere near as dope as your first thought. Ain't no psychologist going to tell you that, and you want to know why that's the truth? Let me tell you why ain't no thought more doper than your first thought. Your first thought is the only thought that's addressing what the fuck you're thinking about. Every other thought is filtered through what you think you should do.
Okay, yeah.
You know why I'm a motherfucker, man? Because I do, listen, I do whatever I think soon as I think it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to think about what I thought about. I could give a fuck. I'm going to take the consequences. And I ain't been in jail. I ain't been shot. I ain't got no stab wounds. The only wound I got is a surgery wound. And that was for some shit. I had diverticulitis. What I'm saying is fuck you. Not you, but I'm saying that's my way of thinking. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck about what you thinking, man. If you care about it, then whatever. It's cool. I ain't saying it ain't important. I'm saying if you want me to trip like you tripping, you fucking with the wrong motherfucker. Now, what if psychiatrist gonna tell me when I tell him that? Well, you have an attitude. You don't like your mother. Your dad did this. No, motherfucker. I'm just a motherfucker that know I ain't accepting no bullshit. You tell that psychiatrist that. What are they going to tell you? They're going to try to analyze it with the bullshit they fucking learned.
Okay.
Yeah, but they didn't learn this shit. Not only am I an intelligent motherfucker, but I'm like one of them niggas on the street that fucking don't know shit, didn't go to school. That's real life. Them motherfuckers either or. They're either or. They're not both. They're not oxymoron. And all you guys that are hearing this right now need to understand that's my way of rolling. I'm an oxymoron thinking motherfucker. I know up mean whatever the fuck you want it to mean instead of look up in the sky or above your head. Down can mean whatever the fuck you want it to mean. Because why? We speak English. What? Let me ask you this, bro. What makes English the, like a one-of-a-kind language?
Means one word means
multiple things? You gotta get all this bullshit. No. I asked you point blank, what makes English a one-of-a-kind language? You want to know what it is?
What is it? Yeah.
English is the only language that one word can mean 30,000 things. Every other language, when you say up, it means above your goddamn head. In English, when you say up, it means, do you know what I'm talking about? Did you do it? It means all kind of goddamn shit. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, you said That's fucking student in a regular college type response. I asked you, did you know that? It fucking requires words. Bro, you need to fuck with Sidewalk University. I'm not saying don't fuck with what you're fucking with. I'm saying to get the most out of what you fucking with so you don't just sit there and let some motherfucker tell you some shit. You know, you got to start opening your mind and thinking about what the fuck you think. Because that's what time it is in higher education. It's about what you think. It is not about what I thought 4 years ago.
Okay. I see. I see where you're going with it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying you got to take what was learned 4 years ago and apply it to now and 3 years ahead. That's higher learning, bro.
Man, whole new another way of perspective. I like that.
So what I'm asking you now is to explain to me the value or what is the value. I guess the same thing. Is what I just told you, man.
Yeah, to believe in my own thoughts. And
At least you learn how to really pull shit out of bullshit, because I'm talking a lot of shit. But I am giving you the real. If you certainly got it, you better believe in what the fuck you think. And you better try to prove or disprove what you think when you in a class of learning. And when you do, if you're wrong, you can easily learn what's right because you're in the environment to show you what's right, if you're wrong. But the only way you can be wrong is to not have all the shit you need to fucking stand up, because once I realized that nobody, I don't care who the fuck they were, how smart they were, how long they've been in class, none of them lived on the streets like I did. So they would ask the question. If you were walking down the street and you saw this lady being accosted by a man, would you intervene? Some motherfucker would say yes.
Say it again. I was getting in the car and it cut off. If I was getting in the car, what?
Okay, listen. If you seen a lady on the street, you walking down the street, you see a lady on the street, she's being harassed by this dude. Would you intervene?
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Listen, me, I walk on. I don't know what that bitch
okay.
did. Listen, I don't know what that bitch did with this dude. And I ain't no fucking karate kung fu motherfucker that can disarm some motherfucker. So what I'm saying is my life worth walking over here risking for this bitch that I don't know? Fuck no. Fuck that bitch now. Let's say I walk, don't do shit, and as I'm walking by, I hear some more shit, and this bitch then took this nigga's car, you know, she didn't wreck it, you know, and now he got to pay $3,000 for some shit she did. Now, I'm saying, if I would have intervened before I heard all that, he might have pulled his gun out and shot me. Listen to this. That's a totally theoretical situation, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is what gets you to A. Tell me the shit you're talking about, instructor, is not theoretical.
Yes, it is.
That's the dope. You win
right.
with what they want. You're not winning because you're going against the grain. You winning because you're using what they want to show them that you're a thinker. Hey, tell me,
gotcha.
it really and truly, then I got to go, bro. But what I'm saying is, ain't that what higher learning about, man?
Yeah.
So all I want you to do, you know, is start really, you know, active. Learning, you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
You know what rote learning is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? That was, listen,
just,
3-9 is it? That was a very weak, So what is
right.
rote learning?
Theory.
Huh?
It's theory.
No, it isn't. You know what rote learning is?
Mm-hmm.
Rote learning is the way all of us have learned. We go to school, we learn our ABCs, and they give us a test, and we say it correctly, so we're smart. That's rote learning. Active learning is taking that information that you have learned because you've taken the test and you've gotten all the answers correct. And taking your ass out in the field and doing it.
Man, you're right.
That's active learning. It's 300 times sharper than rote learning. You want me to prove it? Listen to this. Let's say your heart needs transplant. And this dude read every fucking thing about it. There is no goddamn question you could ask him that he does not know the correct answer to, but he's never actually done the transplant. And here's a doctor that know all the goddamn answers too. Plus, he done 200 transplants. Who the fuck you gonna believe? Who the fuck you gonna let operate on your goddamn heart?
The one that's done it.
Yeah, because experience is what matters. That's what active learning is about, bro. It ain't about what you know. It's about what the fuck you can do under the restrictions of whatever we doing. You follow me, bro?
Yeah, I do. Man, I got this one other question. I know you got
to
go.
No, but listen.
I got one more thing.
Listen to this. I love this kind of shit. Go ahead.
it's another subject, but how, in your perspective, how old are you, by the way? I'm sorry.
69. Just had a birthday, November 21st.
Man, I'm on the 11th, November 11th. But anyway, what is your opinion of men these days? compared to 60s, 70s?
Men these days can take the women's role. You got men wearing tight pants. You got men wearing makeup. You got men scared to talk to. Do you know Valentine's Day when I was a kid? What did you do on Valentine's Day in school, in your class, when you was a kid? Third grade.
I still got to experience those, you know, passing candy to somebody we like. But that's why I wanted to ask you the question, because nowadays they don't even do that.
Listen to me, bro. Listen. Dudes today cannot stand rejection. That's why they fake. That's why they pretend to be, hey, 347, just hold on 1 second. I got you. That's why they pretend. But when I was a kid, in Valentine's, third grade, we was in school, and at a particular time, the teacher was just trying to pass out Valentine's, and we all would stand up in a circle. Mm-hmm. And if I liked Elaine, and she's across over here, I got to walk over to Elaine and hand her my Valentine. And then as I'm handing it to her, I would say, will you be my Valentine? And she might say no. And that happens many times. But listen, listen to this, man.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3 or 4 Valentines to give out. And each one of them, we going to ask, will you be my Valentine? Not that they was teaching us to say, fuck you, bitch, if you don't want to be my Valentine. But that's what we was getting, because we didn't think we were rejected. Because that's just who we wanted at first. She said no, but the object is to get a Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 3 more chances. That's how we used to think. And that's how the girls used to think. When I'm walking over to Elaine, another bitch that kind of want me to choose her, she standing there and said, I hope Elaine say no. God damn, I hope that bitch say no. And if she say no, the bitch is like saying that, was like, oh, shit. And she was standing tall. And then let's say you walk over her and give her Valentine. And you say, will you be my Valentine? And she say, yeah. Man, that's your woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's your woman, man. And if you got 4 no's, all your partners over there that got 4 no's, you say, man, fuck all the goddamn bitches. That's how we used to, that's how we was. I'm talking about as kids.
Yeah.
We did not feel rejected. Only after...
Yeah, you're right, boy.
Only after motherfuckers started making money off this shit did everything mean this or that. Hold on, bro. I got to get 347. He's been real patient. What's up, man?
Hey, what up, Rose?
What's happening with you?
Hey, man, I'm chilling. I want to give you an update on this sister situation.
The who?
The sisters.
Okay, what's up?
You know, I chopped
it
up.
Wait.
What happened?
You said the sister situation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, stop. So you the brother that called me. Listen, man, I want to know who I'm talking to. You the brother that called me that was going with one broad and started liking her sister. And some kind of way got the number, faking backdoor, whatever. You admitted that shit. And you want to update me, right? Well, let's go.
Yeah. So I went up. I told the broad. I topped it up with her, whatever. Next thing you know, for the next 3 days, we texting. She keep texting me every morning, every day and shit. And after a while, I started telling her, like, I'm not even interested in this bitch no more. I chased all of this shit. Just the question to you after all that experiences, is there ever a time where you what do you think about that? Because I feel like that shit was pointless.
Hey, bro, listen. All you guys, listen. You learned a very, I don't know if you learned it, but you should have learned a very important lesson, man. Everything you think about a bitch ain't shit. I'm talking about she this, she that, and you think all that before you get to fucking with her. Because once you start fucking with her and you got such high expectations, she gonna start failing you in all kind of goddamn ways. Now, what you did with the bitch you was fucking with, did you lose her or do you still have her?
Yeah, I still got her, but I just ain't feeling this shit, you know?
So, let me ask you something then, bro. Yeah. Is it about another bitch or is it about your stupid ass?
Nah, see, the thing is...
You didn't
I
answer the question.
Realize...
Answer
Wait,
the
what,
fucking
what?
Question.
What?
Is it about either of those bitches? Or is it about your crazy motherfucking ass?
Yeah, it's me.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Then what I'm saying is that's what you need to find out. And just for your information, if either one of those bitches, they just pussy to you evidently. Right?
is that not what it is?
Bro, don't play games with me. Answer the fucking question. Is it just about pussy with you with either one of those bitches?
Nah, not at all.
What is it about?
That's the thing. I don't know. It ain't about just pussy, though. I don't
why?
Just
you
with
ain't, why? Because you ain't fucking both of them now?
Man.
Yes
nah,
or
it ain't
no,
that
scary
either.
Ass nigga?
No. It ain't like that, motherfucker. Damn.
All right, man. So what are you trying to do? Be, you know, win the good guy award?
Nah, I just,
Hey, well, let me just tell you, then I'm gone. Let me just tell you, then I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking both of them bitches. I don't give a fuck what
you
damn
would?
One of them think. Yeah, because them motherfuckers don't care about each other and they sisters.
Damn.
So why do I care?
Oh, that's the question. Hey, Rosebud, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear your weak ass. I know you already thought this shit I said. Why didn't you motherfucking move on it? Since now you see it's white shit and you thought it already.
Huh?
See there? You guys are full of shit, man. Now you don't understand. Man, do you want me to park your motherfucking ass off or are you going to straighten up and
real?
Well, come on, man. Nah.
I wanted to...
Come on with your bullshit, man.
Yeah, I wanted to fuck the bitch. But, you know, I got nervous because I ain't think I had the skills to do it because she was feeling me too, but I ain't think...
Stop. You didn't have the skills to let your dick get hard and poke that bitch.
No. Nah, I just got nervous when she started giving me back the same energy that I was hoping for. And then when she gave me that shit.
Oh, so wait, stop.
Yeah, look.
What I'm saying is, do you hear how much of a punk your motherfucking ass is, or do I need to tell you?
How I sound like a punk?
Okay, I need to tell you. Because let me say this. If you a race car driver, and the light turned green and you smash and you in the front, but the race ain't over, and you see you in the front, do you let off the gas?
Nah.
Why not?
I ain't trying to get hit.
No, motherfucker, because you'll lose. So what I'm saying is this. If you, you know, try and whatever, and the bitch feeling it, responding, this is just like that drag race. You winning, now you're going to get your foot off the gas pedal. For what? Because you scared to win? You silent ass motherfucker. Come on, man. What's up?
Yeah, I dropped the ball. She don't even want to text a nigga no more.
Stop. This ain't got nothing to do
with
dropping the ball. This has to do with you not being qualified to get the ball. Because any motherfucker that dropped the ball, if he would have caught it, got intentions on going on and score. That's why drop the ball is a big deal. But a motherfucker like you, you ain't going to score even if you get the ball. And you proved it because you said the bitch was feeling you. And you got nervous. What you want me to do, man? I don't call them motherfuckers, man. What the fuck you want me to do, man?
Man, you can't do shit.
I already did it. That's how silly you are. You don't even understand when you got late. That's why you can't say shit. Because you're late. And you better take this shit home and decipher what I told you so you can use it in your future endeavors with bitches.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. That's me and you.
Right.
Hey, check game. You motherfuckers need to get on board. The new semester is starting in January. Yes, there's a couple of different options to pay that's on my site. But what I'm saying is you motherfuckers need to stop procrastinating and you need to get busy this coming year. Because what I'm really saying is I did say that I'm going to have this sale. But what I'm saying is I cannot take no more students for this semester. I want to keep my word, so I thought of this. And if you want to fuck with it, fine. If you don't, fuck you. But I will keep the sales only. Like I said, until, I forget I say so many dates. But whatever date I say it, I got to look at it and find it. But I'll keep the sale going. I think it's the right before Christmas. 23rd or something like that. But anyway, I'll keep the motherfucking sale going. But if you fuck with me after today on that sale, it's got to be for the April semester. I just can't take no more. Because 50 motherfuckers is a lot. And y'all don't know what I be doing. And I be paying bitches to talk to these motherfuckers. And, that shit, 50 motherfuckers, you know, there's a lot of motherfuckers, and, you know, depending on how many, you know, lads. Shit, I could be older than bitches' money, man, so I ain't, you know, trying to be in debt. So listen, I had a nightmare the other night. It's because I'm fucking with this young-ass bitch. And the bitch been, you know, wanting to stay over here and stuff, so I've been creating different shit that I gotta do. But the nightmare was I dreamed this bitch talked me into marrying her. And we, you know, I live in Vegas. So we was at one of these Elvis Presley chapels preparing to say the fucking words and shit. But for some reason, you know, they playing a little organ music or whatever, the chapel up in America music. And for some reason, instead of, you know, the bitch walked in and taking her steps, the bitch started to run towards me. And it looked like this motherfucker was getting ready to leap up into my arms. No, I'm not dreaming some kind of fantasy dream where I'm 30. I'm 69 in this fucking dream. And this bitch leaped as she came towards me. And I was thinking, And she in there coming to me, the fuck have I got myself into? What have I done? And I also thought, man, if I catch this bitch and this bitch, you know, knock me over because I'm 69. This bitch is like 27. She ain't big. She a little bitch. What I'm saying is, you know, maybe 14 pounds can knock me over. I don't know. But I'm saying, this bitch, she in the air and she almost killed me. You want to know what the fuck I did? She in there. And the closer she gets to me, I done thought all this shit. And she like, you know, like 3 feet away coming at me. I ducked. I fucking ducked. And when she went over my head and plopped into the back damn wedding cake, smashing it and shit. I woke up. So I don't know how that shit ended. But being the kind of nigga I am, I'm like sitting up, sweating and shit. And I'm wondering, what the fuck? What is that all about? And I accept it. Something's going on with me. Some motherfucking going on with me. So, I was off today. It's cold as fuck. See, I got my jacket on the sleeve. But man, you motherfuckers can get this jacket. Let me show you this shit. Oh, you see all that on the back? Well, maybe I better turn around. Okay. You see my shit? Yeah, all over. But what I'm saying is, if you want to fuck with it, you can. But I was out today. I mean, it's the holiday season. And one of these women I was fucking with got me doing this. But I was handing out some quarters, you know, to the people. And I got a gang of quarters. And I'm like, I got some dollar bills, too, but I haven't really decided, you know, to do that. So I'm handing out the change. And for some reason, I just didn't feel right like I normally feel. Because I do this during the holidays, all during the year. You know, I used to feed them. But it wasn't really me doing the cooking, making the sandwiches and all this. It was the particular broad I was with. But she ain't there no more. But the idea of looking out for them motherfuckers is still on my mind. So, you know, I'm doing that. Not in past on maybe, I don't know, $7, $8, $9, whatever. And it dawned on me. You guys don't think I'm an asshole for saying this goddamn shit. But I'm not like you motherfuckers. I tell the truth. It dawned on me. And I said, this shit ain't helping. So I made a U-turn, and I'm getting ready to go back home. And on the way, I was still thinking. And I realized that I am a selfish fucking bastard. And I really couldn't give a fuck about any one of them motherfuckers I was giving quarters to. The truth is, doing that, I was pleasing myself. I was pleasing myself. I mean, I was making me feel good. Calling myself giving back the best way that I can. Now, realizing that, I made another U-turn. And I went back up to where these motherfuckers, you know, they got their goddamn fucking places. You know, and some of them is 3, 4, 5 blocks from this one over here. But, you know, they hard on them motherfuckers. what I don't like about him is when you see a motherfucker standing somewhere downtown or whatever, he might be on the blah, blah, blah. But them motherfuckers in them homeless camps and shit, them motherfuckers be hustlers. But I did go back up there and I happily passed out the remaining chains and all my motherfucking ones. Now, when that nigga was 31s and maybe, I don't know how much chains, maybe 20 bucks. But what I'm saying is on the way home, I smiled as I thought about, you know, where I was going and what I was going to do. You know, December 10th, I guess that's the day, right? Oh, no. It's December 12th. December 10th was the last day of that $500 birthday sale. Now, there's going to still be a deal. But on the 10th, the deal is going to start being $750 for the motherfucking course at Sidewalk University. You're still saving $600. You know, so I'm going to go with that to the end of the year because I just can't take no more for January. I just can't. I just see it being way more of a problem than a solution. So the solution to that problem is if you still want to fuck with it on the deal tip. And the only reason I'm saying $750 instead of $1,350 is because I did not expect to get this many motherfuckers. And so I expected this shit to, you know, be going on because shit was, you know, not going slow, but it wasn't going like it did. I just don't have no room. And I know me. I'm a greedy bastard. So I just got to fucking do what I'm doing. Now, since the pandemic is, you know, going to be handled, you know, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. That's why it was 500. And I could have just stopped it. You know, maybe wait or whatever. And you just give me the $1,350. I could have did that. But like I said, on the 10th, it just went to $750 instead of $550. Now spend your time waiting, or you can take advantage of the deal that I'm extending. I do not particularly care that, you know, you didn't get to do it while it was $500. I just don't. I'm being honest. That don't concern me. Am I tripping? Or are, you know, things looking brighter? I mean, shit. For the first time in 4 years, I've been able to fucking, you ain't gonna believe what I'm gonna say. But for the first time in 4 years, I've been able to just watch TV. I have been stuck on MSNBC or CNN. And I'm sure you know why. I mean, I don't know, but what I do know is when we have regular news cycles with regular news is when we'll know we back. We're over that fucking Trump. Shit is getting better. Slowly, of course, I can find holes in the Democrats. You know, they ain't did this, they ain't did that. But what I'm saying is this. If you bring it up and these motherfuckers is going to say no, then it's dead. So what I'm saying is everything they have to bring up, they can't bring it up. until they get it to where it'll pass. Because once these motherfuckers say no, then there's a whole bunch of more years before whatever they're trying to get done. So, I'm just saying, we're not there yet. But we're headed back to, in quotes, normal times that we individuals, voters, can deal with. So we still gotta, you know, get these fucking Trump supporters who didn't die from the goddamn Kool-Aid. We gotta still get them motherfuckers to detox. So, you know, we're gonna be hearing from this motherfucker for I don't know when. We're gonna be hearing from his supporters about Broomhilda and Casper the Friendly Ghost. How those motherfuckers helped rob Trump of women. So like I said, I don't know why I got it here in my note. Oh, I know why, because I was supposed to do this a couple of days ago. But I got busy, because that's what that is. Okay, that's why December 10th. But you guys going to let that motherfucking December pass. And you're going to wait till I start climbing back to 1,500 for my course in South Carolina. I mean, not 1,500, 1,350. But each progression, once I do it, is firm. Fuck what you heard when you heard it. So, well, you know, yeah, it's 750 now. The next little raise is going to be like probably 950. And so on and so on. So I get back to 1,350. Now, I would imagine my good friend, the one and only motherfucker who roast me for embroidering on some of my shit, All Lives Matter. Now, I admitted the mistake that I made. And I just took it because I don't even wear the shit. I kept it so I could just wear it myself. I didn't sell none of it. But one of my buddies got at me about that. Man, nigga, you know, that's an anti-Black Matter slogan, Black Lives Matter slogan. You know, and I watch the news, and, you know, like I say, I'll be going through all that kind of goddamn shit. And I fucking got 7 different Black Lives Matter t-shirts. But I also have a university with students of all nationalities. And to just say Black Lives Matter, I thought that was fucked up. So I really wasn't thinking about what my buddy did point out when I said all lives matter, which it does. But, you know, I don't want to be broke, stinking, and hungry, but I'm also straight down with where we coming from as far as Black Lives Matter. So I had chose to show my students equality. But that wasn't really right. Or my method or how I went about it wasn't right. That particular fucking with that. So, see, I really wasn't like a white person would say, all lives matter. Because that's saying, fuck Black Lives Matter. I was really saying Black Lives Matter. In all lives matter, if that's the case. But it wasn't delivered. My message wasn't delivered. So I can't be mad. So what I'm saying is get at me about whatever, you know, you want to as far as that go. But I know my students would have loved them fucking t-shirts. But I didn't even bring it to them. Better yet, if you feel I did something foul. Just, you know, if I did something, you just don't buy one. So let me just explain why my mindset weathers all storms. The main reason is I've lived through both political parties' control. And whenever I tried to involve myself in, let's say, the party I chose position, I would see better options on the other side. Regardless of the party's affiliation, I decided to deal with what I liked. Then what does that mean in the long run? That means there's no right or wrong. There's only what I believe. I try to stay informed, but I can't deny that I agree with fucking Trump on monitoring how many raghead motherfuckers are here. But he takes it too far. And he makes me stand against him and his views because he makes it racist. What I'm saying is, actually, I can't even say what I was going to say because ragheads, I don't think any of the terrorist bullshit that we didn't experience in the past 4 years has been raghead terrorists. We could, I'm not sure. It's been, you know, American, you know, the terrorism coming from within. See, Barack had issues too. But what I'm saying is, why can't we agree there's a correct view? But you're not a force, you're not forced to be that way forever. If you bought a Mustang, you know, when they came out when you was in high school, do you think you would still prefer Mustangs when you're older with many different responsibilities and children, just shit you never really dreamed when you bought your first Mustang? You do need a vehicle, but since you bought a Mustang first, is that all you can buy? I don't think so. I believe we should look at politics the same way. Republican this year, because I like what the fuck they talking about. But the moment I stop liking what they fucking talking about, I'm looking at Democrats or independents and vice versa. Rosebud, that's how it is now. That's what you motherfuckers want to believe. But no, it's not. That's what politicians want your motherfucking ass to think. They want you to think that so they can stay in office all their lives. I'm telling you, we got to fucking wake up and limit how long a fool can stay in office. They made deals that were like great. They made that deal in 1960. Come on, man. Do you think that fucking deal is still good now? That was like 60 years ago. But that's what the fucking politicians are still in office. They're rolling with that shit. They have nothing new to offer. Times are changing. A lot of shit need to be changed. There's no way shit that was made as a deal 40 or 50 years ago is a good deal. Maybe the deal is good, but that particular senator that made it is not. It's not wise to have that motherfucker still in the Senate. He's stuck on stupid. What I'm saying is, you just got to understand things happen for a reason. You know, I said it before and I'll say it again. You're not doing shit if you don't have haters. If you don't have haters hating on your every move, trying to rain on your 332, I see you, man, and I'm kind of glad you called. I was going to be talking.
Yo,
shit.
What's up, brother? What's up, Professor? It's Marcus.
Professor, who is this?
Marcus Craig Bradford.
Marcus, what's happening?
What's going on, man? I, you know, chiming in the midst of taking care of some business. But I wanted to speak to what you're saying right quick as far as these brothers just following whatever these politicians saying. And I honestly think it's because we don't got no real leaders in our community no more, as far as the black community goes. You know,
let's say a couple. Wait, let me ask you this. Let's say we had a black leader or a couple or a few. What, will we, like, just follow what that motherfucker's saying?
Well, see, that's the thing. If he could show what he's saying is working, then yeah. But if he can't show what he's saying is working, then no. And right now, the people that we got that are supposed leaders, that ain't showing us nothing. Like, we excluding you and Shantae from this and all of that. I'm talking about these entertainers and shit like that. They ain't showing us nothing that's really worth nothing. You feel me? That's pushing for us to. Yeah.
What they showing us is what is it? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or the Real Basketball Wives? What I'm saying is what they showing us is something that really exists, but ain't no way you gonna get it. So you have to live through a fantasy or a dream-like world. That's why those fucking programs do so well, because
when you look at that shit, man, and they can have all the money and the jewelry and the cars, and that's cool. That's have that shit. But who the fuck wants to have all the drama and the bullshit that they promote with that? You know what I'm saying? That's why I say we ain't got no.
Hey, Marcus, let me answer that question. You?
Hell no. You know
yes,
what?
Yes, you do.
Of course,
you go hit it big time, and you go stay grounded. And you gonna do all the shit Denzel and every other motherfucker said.
I'm only doing interviews
now
with you, nigga. You hear me? I'm only doing
Wait. You gonna do interviews like me when you first bust. But after about a year you living high on the hog, the nigga ain't gonna I ain't gonna say you ain't gonna life has a way of changing shit, man.
Right.
It just do. You don't have shit to think about right now other than what you want. But what you want is not average shit. So
when it comes to what you're talking about, if the new generation don't know what they want outside of what they see, of course they're going to, what I'm saying is, of course they're going to accept whatever the white man give them or whatever the people who in the entertainment or whatever industry give them, because that's all that they being sold. They don't know what they really want. And that's the problem about we not having leaders to say, okay, this is how you go find out what the fuck it is that you want for your individual life.
Yeah, right? But listen, man. And you got to separate what you're saying. What you're saying is true. But you gotta separate that, man. Because let's say Deion Sanders, let's say any motherfucker that did real well in sports, let's say Whoopi Goldberg, let's say Halle Berry, any motherfucker that did well in their art, they don't try to live normal. They get the $14 million house. They get this shit because this represents where they at. They don't need to represent where they at, man. But they think they do. Listen to me. So I'm saying I'm a regular person, and I'm just looking at shit. Don't you think I'm going to think if I get a whole bunch of money, I'm going to get some shit like that? Or
hell no? If you're a regular person, or even if you're a poor person and you become a rich person, you definitely going to get all the shit that you think rich people are supposed to have. The crazy thing is, all right, so let me ask you about this, though. We're talking about, let's say, Shaq. Shaq is saying, hey, he want to be a regular person, a regular civilian. But Shaq, you can't be no regular civilian, and you got all these millions going on, close to billions of dollars, you know, with these different companies and endorsements.
But Marcus, wait, that's what I'm saying. How the fuck are you going to do it when you get the million?
shit, spread the wealth, man. Look, I feel like this with SW and things like it, and what the things that I'm building on my end, it's gonna be so much more common for Black people to be able to elevate ourselves. We're gonna know how to think and know what it is that we want, and achieve that on a collective basis. So it ain't gonna be so much of what Marcus want. It's gonna be so much of how Marcus serving the people.
Well, man, I am not going to deny that. I am not going to say that's a negative or a fucked up thing to think. I appreciate you thinking that. But I also want you to remember, bro, people are inspired by what they think from what they see. I am not, you know, as far as me, shit, I'm living on the north side, man. But my nigga Tay, you know, we might make the same money. He could make more. I don't know. But what I'm saying, that nigga want to live. He want to live with Dean Martin. Hey, that motherfucker's 70 years old. I'm 70. That nigga's a few years older than me. And he ain't giving a fuck about none of the shit I seriously care about. I ain't saying it's right or wrong, good or bad. I'm just saying, man, that motherfucker... I just love fucking with that nigga, man.
I mean, shit, that's what ain't no limit, man. The sky, the biggest lie that they ever told us, brother, was that the sky was the limit. That was the biggest lie they ever told us, because there ain't no limit. So if y'all live to be 147 and that motherfucker want to live on Mars, shit, he could do that. That's fire. You could do that, too. That's fire. It ain't no limit. It's just a matter of, like you said, what's in front of you. We just got to put the right stuff in front of you.
Hey, Marcus, I mean, what you're saying, I can't deny. That's right. But in reality, I think what you're saying, more than anything, even though you didn't ever mention this, is that you didn't really learn how to think it and do it. You didn't really learn. You didn't really fucking learn that your shit is the shit. Because there ain't no second guessing. Fact. You know, a nigga can make a mistake. It ain't just like you're going to never make a mistake. But it's like it ain't going to do nothing to teach you something. Because
you know the thing that ring in my head that you told me about mistakes? And this is, I called you like a couple months back. And you said it so stop making mistakes, nigga. And you know that shit applies directly into the thinking through it, man. Like, for me, it was like, if I'm going to think I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it correctly. That means I'm going to always think correct. And it really works. Like, that's stopped.
Yeah, but listen, do you know what thinking correct is? Listen, man, I'm serious. It goes deeper. It goes deeper than what I've been to say. But the basics, as far as thinking, do it, is that you're not a damn fool. You ain't going to think to rob nobody. You ain't going to think to steal nothing. You ain't going to think to cheat. You ain't going to think of none of the bullshit that you got to make sure you don't get caught up in. So what I'm saying is you think, man, I got to make sure I, you know, start doing this. What's wrong with thinking that? Do it. That's how we think. We think about progressive shit for us. And we don't think about all the other boys. Yes, all this shit is. Oh, yeah, man, things are going tough. Maybe I want to go up on the bridge and jump off. Man, we don't do no shit like that, man.
Hell no.
Hey, but listen to this. Your first thought is the purest thought, because that is the only thought that you thought and reacted to whatever was going on. Every other thought is being filtered through what you think about what's going on. Do that make sense?
Right, which makes you responsive. Everyone's making you responsive to your own self versus being proactive. And so that means you going against yourself even if you do decide to, quote-unquote, make the right decision. You can't do like that. Moving like that will hurt yourself in the long run.
Man.
You know, so it's best to change that. And I learned that through experience and still learn that from time to time. But I'm lessening those mistakes.
Hey, that's dope, man. Hey, let me get this call, Mark. You know I love you, man. Hey, man, I don't give a fuck when it is. Even if I got to be in a wheelchair, I want to be front and center at that premiere, man.
Hey, man, I'm writing up something crazy right now. I'm gonna hit you later on, bro. We got some things to talk about. You already know.
You know what? Be cool, man. 561, what's up?
Bud.
What's happening?
Okay, I'm really starting to relate to when you say think it and do it, right? Because it's either I have a thought and I measure it to something that happened in the past or something that could possibly happen.
Okay, well, what you meaning? Listen to this first.
Well, I'm trying to...
Wait, listen to this first.
Yeah.
3 years ago, you know, I seen this broad. She looked at me, smiled, damn near winked, and all I did was say hi and go on and fill my gas up, my car up with gas, and go on. Now, 3 years later, exact same thing happens. Now, what I didn't understand is what you meant by, sound like you were saying you don't learn shit from, sound like you said it. What did you mean by what you said at first?
What I mean is like this, if I'm about to do something and I remember doing something similar in the past, then it might stop me from doing it again because I might have the same outcome.
Okay, now listen. Take the scenario that I was talking about.
Right.
And you fucking remembered that you didn't say shit. So you're saying you're more likely to not say shit this second time.
Right, I would be more inclined to do something maybe a little bit different.
What did you get from that?
Probably the same result, I would assume.
No, fuck the same results. You already got it. You ain't doing shit. What do you get from not doing shit?
You don't get shit from not doing shit.
Okay, so listen, follow the conversation, man. What I'm saying is, you already seen this happen 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it happen again 3 years later, and you did not learn that you should at least go up and say something to that woman?
Yeah, you probably should.
Wait, stop, man. You know, I'll be listening to shit. I didn't ask you about what you probably should do. I asked you... This happened 3 years ago. Here it is happening again 3 years later. And I'm asking you, you shouldn't have learned. You should go up. Now, the operative words are should go up and say something to her.
Yes, you should go up and be able to say something because you have that in your playbook of what would happen if you made the same decision.
See how silly you are, man. You're trying to make all this shit make sense for your stupidity. What I'm saying is this, bro. That's a yes or no question. But you're so scared to say yes or no, you want to just explain everything. That's why you didn't do shit. Because you don't believe what you're saying. All you're doing is talking. What I'm saying, action speak way louder than words. And words keep you doing what the fuck you did, faking. Now, take that same scenario, and you walked up to her and said something, and her response was negative. What would you do then?
Take it as a learning experience, I guess.
Hey, stop. Bro, that's all it is. Chalk it up to experience. The bitch ain't rejecting you. She rejecting somebody approaching her that she don't know. So what I'm saying is, if you learn how to approach a motherfucking bitch and learn the things to say, not that you have to say the exact words, but learn that women don't want to be objectified. So if you say anything about her eyes or her cheeks or how she looked or whatever the fuck, she turning off from you. Women don't want to be asked out the day you met them. They don't want to be told, yeah, I seen you from across the street and I had to come in because what, you stalking me, nigga? I'm saying that's what bitches be thinking.
Yeah.
Why do they think that?
Because it might be on some weird shit, like you said. If it's,
No. They think that because that's all they see on TV. That's all they hear about in the news. That's all they, this bitch got this bitch got that. Some motherfucker saying hello, he seemed nice, but he chopped her head off. That's all they think, man. You motherfuckers better get your conversation to where it can be accepted by women, or else you're going to be a stalker, a pervert, or whatever the fuck in their mind. They don't know you. How the fuck you gonna tell a bitch you just met that your day was going lousy until you saw her? You think that's a compliment? That fucking bitch wanna get away from you.
Absolutely.
You wanna know why? You wanna know why?
Why?
She don't know you. You ain't never seen her before.
Stranger.
And just by seeing her, your fucking day is brighter? Motherfucker, you must, something wrong with you. Even if you say that in a very nice way, bitches interpret it like I just said. Why? Because that's all they see. This ID program, this love at first sight, wrong guy, but whatever they name it, if women listen to this shit, that's why you motherfuckers get rejected all the time. I know you do.
So what you're saying is it's the ability to make a person comfortable in your environment, right?
Do what?
What you're saying is that you have to make people comfortable being in your environment and not cause any tension.
Exactly. But tell me this, be honest, when the last time you had a conversation with that shit on your mind, not being, you know, threatening or blah, 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 when?
Last time?
You haven't.
I don't know, I talk to people a lot.
No,
I don't
really
just think about it.
Bro, I did not ask you who you talk to. See, I hate talking to people like you, man. Because you don't you don't give a fuck what you're being asked. All you care is that you respond some bullshit that you think. Because I asked you, when is the last time have you had a conversation with a woman thinking about the shit we just was talking about? Not being threatening, I know. Because you listened now, but I asked you that at first.
Yeah. I was running it through my mind.
Whatever, man. Can you answer the goddamn question?
The last time that happened, I was on a lunch break, probably the beginning of last week. And it was
is you saying last week, right?
Yeah.
So last you're week. Saying that last week you had a conversation with a woman, and you were consciously thinking about all the goddamn shit that's going on talking to women today.
The conversation went.
Did I ask you how the conversation went, man? Do you see how much of a punk you are? Did I ask you anything about how the conversation went?
No.
So why are you talking about that?
To set the scenario.
No, bro. Why don't you answer the question? I'm not stupid. You don't need to set the scenario. What you're trying to do is explain how what you think is right. I don't need that fucking shit. If you want to be right, you right. How about that, man? You right, everything you thinking. Is that what the fuck you want?
No, it wouldn't be if I'm incorrect.
So why don't you fucking answer the question when it's asked instead of being a punk? Talking about some other shit. See? What I'm saying is this is why you motherfuckers can't last on the street. Fuck being and beat your ass being quiet like that. Why? Because you asked him to be beat up. Why? Because you didn't answer the fucking question a motherfucker asked you. Motherfucker asked you a question. Answering it is as important as what the fuck the answer is.
I answered it. It was last week.
Bro. And then I asked you, are you saying last week that you talked to a woman observing all the fucking women's lib bullshit about talking to women?
Yes.
And you didn't get that bitch, did you?
No.
Let me tell you something, fool. You just... You guys are so stupid. It took me that long, but I don't lose my bag, man. I set you up, man, because that's why you don't catch. Who gives a fuck about what that bullshit is? Dick, if you think I'm finna kidnap you, good. Get away from me. That's what I think. Get your fucking ass away from me thinking some punk-ass shit like that. The fuck I'm gonna kidnap your bitch ass for? Them motherfuckers look at me, well, you don't have to be so mean. Well, yes.
Well, that's why I tried to set the scenario, but I was going to tell you that's how it happened. I was like, you don't got to worry. You looking mad nervous around me.
You doing what?
That's why I was trying to set the scenario for you, because that's almost how the conversation went. Something like that. I was like,
bro, listen. If that's the case, you did it backwards. Answer the shit so a motherfucker know where you coming from, then tell them how it happened.
Okay.
Because you're doing punk shit, doing it the other way. You know, so you explained to what happened so I could okay it. Man, I told that bitch, woo, woo, woo. And then I start laughing, blah, blah, blah. And you say, yeah, man, we were sitting up and woo. Then you start telling me. I ain't gonna judge it then. I may agree or disagree, but I ain't gonna judge it. Your motherfucking ass start telling me about it first. I'm already thinking, fuck it. That's bitch shit. You didn't know that?
No, I probably get to explain it before I even get to answer it.
Stop doing that, man. Let me go on and kick it some more with the rest of these guys, man. Hey, listen. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't shit. Some motherfuckers, I've had motherfuckers go as far as to clone my page and put some other name, but it's Rosebud something, blah, blah, blah. With a photo of me back in the day. And just do everything to be me. I don't know why they do that kind of stupid shit. I think they think that they're harming me in some way. All I can say is my course in SWU is doing better than ever. I am not sending out no friend requests or forget it, blah, blah, blah. Fuck it, it ain't me. I'm not the motherfucking absolute word on the game, but I've heard all kinds of sums of money that these fools be asking for, talking about choosing fees. Just let me explain something to you. Choosing fees are a thing of the past, and any of you motherfuckers talking about choosing fees are just faking the funk. But if there was a choosing fee, I mean, I never heard of it being more than 5 or 6 racks. I mean, there is the such thing as a nigga getting chosen 20, 30, 50, whatever. But that's not a choosing fee. That's the bitch having that money on hand. And when she get to fucking with you and you demand it, you know, to be paid properly, she's willing to give it up. And she comes, you know, well, then I do want to fuck with you, man. Here, break that 50 racks off. But that's not his choosing fee. Unless you know the bitch got a serious stack, a choosing fee, if it's about you stating it, like I say, it might be 5 racks, 6 racks, you know, if you think the bitch can get it. But think of this. The bitch coming to you, she say she want to get you, you know, get with you. And she got $1,200. And he said, bitch, my shoes, you know, breaking for the coil. Because he's going to say, you owe me $3,800, baby, before I can fuck with you. What the bitch going to do? Chalk that $1,200 up. Some bitches go get the 38. But what I'm saying is most bitches, what they come with is what they choosing with. This is on the job experience. And what they choosing with, if that's not enough to fuck with you, you know, you accept that money, then you send that bitch after some more. And you send her after some more the next day. And then she finally do reach whatever your sum is, then you can start fucking with the bitch. But about, you know, telling her, ah, nah, bitch, I need, you know, 10,000. Then you just tell the bitch you can't fuck with me. Shit, man. Now, what I'm talking about is the truth. All this other bullshit. Let's just motherfuckers yeasting shit up because they can. Because they know they got fools listening to them. Let's see, 561. Are you back or 641? Maybe. God damn it, who's new? 641, what's up?
Bud, can you hear me there?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I just tuned in again. I wanted to ask you a question, nothing to do with what you were talking about right now.
Come on, man. Could.
Yeah, when you were in a game, how did your parents take that?
Well,
I mean,
say,
you
bro,
growing
bro,
up
bro,
in a game.
Bro, don't, you don't have to explain your question. But anyway, my parents, because they weren't stupid, they knew, you know, what I was doing. Not exactly, but they knew. But what I'm saying is I never admitted or flaunted or acted anywhere like a pimp. And I, even though I had pimp friends, when I did, I brought Tay, I brought Ken. You know, they came by, they juried like me, so my mom knew, my dad knew about them. But they were all respectful, so they never really had to question what we really did, if you understand what I'm saying. Because we weren't drunk, we weren't on dope, you know, wasn't nothing for them to worry about it. They might have just thought we were successful people, but we Rolls Royce, you know what I'm saying, fucking driving to Auburn, we ain't no damn successful people. We out there in the streets. They knew that. But we had that respect level going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why the police didn't fuck with us. They would pull us over, but we ain't asking motherfuckers why you pulled me over or whatever the fuck. No, man, what do you mean, sir? Woo-woo, and we give it to them. And they looking at the car. They know that goddamn car means because he black. I bet not fuck with this. It looks like he got some paper. And he ain't acting like a damn fool. I mean, that shit, that work. I'm in the Rolls Royce. Man, what the fuck you pulled me over for? Right now, they think the whole opposite. Man, this rich motherfucker talking that shit. I'm going to drag his ass out that Rolls Royce and let him see who's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit. Good,
now I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
How did you get your code of conduct? I mean, a lot of people refer to it as a game, but how was your... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Living through shit, wanting to live through some more shit. When a motherfucker don't care, man, I ain't giving a fuck. You know what? Well, okay, you're getting killed, motherfucker. You know, somebody mm-hmm. going to be at the funeral. Somebody dude was always like that. You know, that he was a real dude. He never did Bagman. Man, I'm Bagman. Man, fuck you, man. I'm not thinking about trying to outdo the police. I ain't thinking about this damn fool. Unless the motherfucker touched me or something. I ain't thinking about this fool acting crazy, talking shit. Yeah, man, whatever. Woo-woo. I'm going to my car. You know, you follow me or fuck with me, you asking for some shit. But other than that, I ain't inviting nothing. That's my code of conduct. New York, Philadelphia, anywhere be in between, anywhere in Wisconsin, motherfucking Minnesota, Washington State, Florida, you know, Cali, everywhere, man. I ain't had no fight. I had nothing, no gunplay, none of that. Rolls Royce and jewels like a motherfucker, pockets full of money. Shit, motherfuckers know what to do when they see it. They gonna not bow down, but they gonna respect it.
Mm-hmm. I gotta ask you, who was the oldest person that you've met when you were young in the game?
Phil Mosley.
I mean, how old?
No, not Phil Mosley. Johnny. Fuck. He was in L.A. I can't think of this motherfucker.
Cato?
No, Joe Cato. He was a young nigga like me. He a couple years older than me back then. Johnny, he used to wear a wig and everything. I can't remember. But Philmo was next.
Okay. Oh.
I think his name was
Philmo Slim?
Philmo, huh?
From San Francisco?
Yeah, Philmo Slim. Well, no, he wasn't the oldest that I met. That's what you asked, the oldest that I met when I was turning out?
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin Harris.
Marvin Harris. Okay.
Yeah.
From L.A.?
Oakland.
Oh, okay.
Marvin is Bobby Harris. He I was a youngster, and he might have been twice my age. I was like...
Okay.
20. He must have been 40-something.
40-something. Okay. And the reason I'm asking is because nowadays everything's changed, man. Like, nowadays...
How do you know, man? How do you know? You sound like a big old square. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm a big square.
No. I'm just... Yeah, but now I'm saying, I mean, because look, it, like they say, it's a gentleman's game. Now, everybody looks down at that.
No, they
and
don't,
asking,
man.
You know, you
no, should... they don't, man. Huh? You can't say that when you're talking to me. You know, like, Eric, only the motherfuckers that look down on it is the motherfucker that's always have. Because the motherfucker, the game's still going on. Motherfucker still Rolls Royce, still got a bunch of hoes, still jewel up, still everything. So there's not everybody looking down on. They can't be looking down on Pimp My Ride, Pimp My House, all kind of shit. You know, fuck them motherfuckers, man. It's cool now to them, now that they understand it and can make some money. But when I was saying that shit, oh, this is horrible. That's all you thinking about now. Peckerwood say that shit now. Peckerwood, so the pimp says the Peckerwoods. The motherfuckers, but you see, they be killing bitches, drugging bitches, just like white boys do. Motherfucking nigga ain't to do nothing but talk some shit to you motherfucking ass, and you finna go sell some pussy and bring the money back, or fuck you, bitch. These white boys, they get to fucking with a bitch, and they gonna drug her, and they gonna make her, you know, whatever, they gonna let all their friends fuck them like they think niggas do. Nigga don't do that goddamn shit, because once that goddamn bitch starts selling some pussy, and she turned into a hoe, nigga is the only one really fucking her. The hoe selling pussy. The bitch is my woman. Shit, that's why I had hoes. I know how to think. I know how to think about them bitches doing that shit. And I make them feel like women. They ain't no motherfucking hoe. You a hoe, bitch, when you on that track. But shit, when you in my motherfucking bed, you my bitch. That's game, man. Hey, I got the roll, bro. Hey, all right. So check this out. All you guys need to understand this. It's definitely possible for today's pimps. They don't stand up to the standards that it takes to be man a choosing fee. When you have a choosing fee established, man, you got your shit together. And motherfuckers are seeing you roll, you know, like me and Tay, you know, oh, no, I can't get with you. I ain't got enough money. Bitches are saying, bitch, please. What you got right now? Because that bitch don't know if she ain't got enough. I'm going to break her for what she got, but I ain't fucking with her. Bitch, get your motherfucking ass and give me some money. Bitch, because you gave me some money, you fucking want to be around me, you stupid motherfucker. You know, you got to have principles. A brother like me, I don't go with no fads. You know, I noticed that. Who is this motherfucking man with this foreign-ass fucking number? What's up, man? Do you have something to say, man, or what? I didn't got enough. Okay, but I'm just saying, you got to have principles. You know, and I know there's many motherfuckers that just, you know, they're just going live on YouTube. You know, I know they're making some money, so, you know, naturally, you motherfucking suckers probably think that's what I do. Man, I don't even think my shit is monetized. They keep sending me that shit to monetize it, but who the, man, I'm not going to go through somebody monitoring what the fuck I'm saying or none of that bullshit. I don't need YouTube like that. What I'm saying is I have always subscribed to the notion that all money ain't good money. So I just stay in my lane. You know what I'm saying? I talk shit I can do and say what the fuck I want to because I ain't under nobody's, you know, giving me no money. I get all my money on my shit. But there might be all kinds of goddamn money I leave on the table as far as this social media shit go, but I am in no way going to try to become some sort of YouTube sensation. Now, if you notice, I say shit and then do it. And then as long as my desires are being met as far as what I'm doing, I'm going to keep doing it. You know, I'm going to fucking lace motherfuckers that become alumni. And if it's in the stars, SW will be where you all want to go. It will be the school that you all want to attend. And if you remember, I do have a master's degree in teaching and learning with technology. My bachelor is in sociology with an education concentration. Now, those are degrees for one who's interested in educating the masses. And again, I say I don't get mad don't get mad or be mad because I'm sharp as a motherfucker and I'm some old-ass nigga. I am an old-ass motherfucker. And as old as I am, 300 times older than you, I'm 300 times sharper than any one of you motherfuckers. Play any game you want to play with me, and you'll see very quickly that you're just playing with yourself. I'm already up on it. I'm so sharp, I told you all my plans. And most of you believed I was talking shit. Probably when I tell you my plans, you think I'm talking shit. I was. But what I try to get you motherfuckers to see is you ain't got a fake to be a motherfucker who's talking shit. You know, you guys talk shit to distract motherfuckers. You square motherfucker. While working on the plan, I'm talking shit right in front of you. The plan is going on, and you still think I'm talking shit. I do not need YouTube. YouTube views, I would imagine, if I get enough, because I don't really get that many, but I, you know, I get enough. But I'm saying I probably can roll better. You know, you motherfuckers, I am old. But I'm sharp as a tack. And I got hella game. That makes me one dangerous motherfucker for you motherfuckers to fuck with in any kind of negative way. Man, I'm saying, I doubt if I can beat Aaron one of y'all asses. But I ain't no punk. So what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm going to try me. But I'm saying I'm old and I got game. Those two elements, those two components together, you got a genuine motherfucker. Not some person who needs to read what a motherfucker is, then reduce or water it down so it can fit all you motherfuckers, one size fit all. No. That's not what we do. I'm a motherfucker because of how I do shit. Tay a motherfucker because he do shit. White folks was a motherfucker because, well, he is a motherfucker because of what the fuck he do. And everybody that is a motherfucker ain't no motherfucker because they doing the same shit another motherfucker do. Unless it's make money. We all do that. That's what we have in common. We ain't got to look and do and be the same way. I just fucking relax. I'm learning to relax. I'm wise because I know the secret is relaxing. All I need now and all I will ever need is my black ass. I don't need nothing else. And then I look at bitches, how you like me nowadays? I don't need you. And if you think I do, you're making a mistake. Period. And let me tell you, the streets is a motherfucker. There is not one CEO of a major corporation who does not employ street tactics in their everyday business moves. Of course, the shit is legal, but their motivation behind it is the same motivation that keep motherfuckers in the streets. When you graduate to the next level, you gotta become who that level accepts. You gotta keep your identity, but you might have to go and a totally different direction than what your identity is. Damn, Rosebud, why do you always make yourself such a motherfucker? Well, there's not many people who could be a pimp-ass motherfucker for a gang of fucking years recognized all over the motherfucking world. They could just change into an educator. I'm talking about an educator that did not change from Rosebud. You guys need to respect that. What the fuck do you do when you have to change your identity? You can't reinvent you. I couldn't reinvent me, but I could reinvent me. I reinvent me. I got my shit rolling where I ain't doing shit, motherfucker, you know, paying me, not people, but my business moves, paying me. I sit up in here, don't look like I'm doing shit. Yeah, man, I re-impense me. I'm what you would call a guardian of the game. And anyone of you motherfuckers who are serious about this shit and, you know, adapt what you're doing with today's technology, I'm totally on your side. Because I do it. My gripe is with these fools who come on the scene and try to change the rules of the game. That's what my gripe is. When Magic Johnson came on the scene, he didn't try to change the rules of the game. He wanted to shine, so he did shit that motherfuckers couldn't do within the rules of the game. He used the rules of the game and did shit they never expected to be done within the game. Staying within the rules. And guess what? Them motherfuckers changed the rules. They rewrote the rules. You know, I did a lot of shit in my career. But what I did that you never hear about that made me legendary and, you know, and got me enemies is I bought my whole shit. But I did different shit with they motherfucking ass. They had apartments, furs, jewels, you know, and all the luxuries that you all take for granted I enjoyed. Now, real motherfuckers shared it well. I took those bitches to the car lot and would buy them a vehicle off the showroom floor. And I'd insist that the salesman allowed a bitch to drive the car off the floor. I did that shit because I'm the shit. The sooner motherfuckers accepted that, the better off they were, as far as fucking with me. You just cannot fuck with me. I hope you understand that. You don't have to fantasize about some motherfucker slamming my ass. If I stepped out my arena, which I never do, but if I did, I'd more than likely get slammed. I'm Rosebud, baby, with two D's, but motherfucking doubles of this shit. I'm talking to a broad, I ain't really mad. And I say, what's your name, baby? And she say, Jennifer Hudson, can you see? And I say, hell yeah, girl. I say, ain't better than you. And she say, oh, really? Then I bust out in a verse of, you got me going in circles. And the bitch start laughing. I get insulted and start arguing with this with this bitch about how good my voice is. But the bitch continue to laugh. You see, if I brag about something I know damn well I can't do, I'm just asking to get slammed. How many fucking times do you think shit like that happens with me? Some fool wants to match wits with me because all they're focusing on is that I'm old. They ain't focusing on the sensei is always old. How could he be a sensei if he wasn't old? And can you whip that sensei's ass? I was referred to it as Mr. Miyagi. Miyagi or whatever his name fucking is. In that Karate Kid, people used to refer to me like that. And you want to know why? Because I know they wouldn't do that unless they felt that I had that type of information. Then they warned of it. They warned of it. That's why I stay ready and go hard from Jump Street. I do. Now, let's get something straight. School is in. Don't be late. I'm an old motherfucker, and I know I got it. I got hella game, and I show it. Young bucks fuck with me until they see. There's no way in hell they can fade Double D. They just back up. I was blessed to be in the game and come out sane with all my facilities, and that translates to damn near capabilities. People think I'm crazy because a fool ain't around me. He ain't going to be around me if you're being lazy. I learned the game from real pimps who made their name. I've been a motherfucker since the age of 22. And you all should know I have no problem making an example out of you. Fuck with this old nigga if you want to. But if I was you, I'd go back to playing with those video games. Oh, bitch. I'm just saying, that's the only motherfucking game you're good at is your fucking video games. So why don't you stick to that? What I'm saying is, I just fucking recently, not just now, I got the news that I'm old and a has-been. I beg to differ. I'm not a has-been. I'm a have-been. Because I've been living my life the way I want to. I've been motherfucking doing that since any of you motherfuckers heard of me. I have been the same motherfucker since I started fucking with social media. I have been dealing with soft motherfuckers on Facebook who get their feelings hurt by the truth. I've been doing that for the past 12 years. And I have been a beacon of light for countless motherfucking brothers. Brothers who were lost and found themselves through my course. I have been on the grind of the 45 of my motherfucking years and have been my own boss most of that fucking time. There's only one thing that has been about my black ass, and that is my life has been beautiful. Some of you motherfucking guys are just funny. But my skin is thick. I will ask, and I'll ask it again, why fuck with me if what we talk about ain't shit? Why waste your fucking precious time telling me something I already know? Why would I have to be silly not to know that I'm an old motherfucker? Well, not why, but I would have to be silly to not know I'm old. But I'm an old motherfucker doing what he wants to do, whenever he want to do it, wherever he want to do it, however the fuck he want to do it, and I don't do none of that shit unless I want to. Don't be mad at me because I don't live off YouTube views. And I don't force you to fuck with me. I don't change my products. I don't do none of that shit that these motherfuckers do. That's because I have a formula that works. And that's what any business does. I don't chase. I think Steve the Bean might make 200 times more than I make. But I don't chase that nigga's money. You know, I'm glad for that motherfucker. But let me tell you something. I live off the real, real live game that I acquired in the streets of this country while I was pimping hoes. I mean, only a real motherfucker will have the amount of haters I have. Haters are my Cheerios and spinach. Think of yourself, these many years later, what do you see? You're 25, man. Think of yourself when you're 60. 65. You silly motherfuckers think this shit is a game. But it ain't. It's the game, not a game. You PlayStation playing motherfuckers. Don't slip and find yourself, you know, 40 years down the line talking that weak shit you talking now. And I wish all of you motherfuckers the best because the New Year's coming. If you don't fuck with Sidewalk University, fuck with something that's going to get you on track. Though we all know many are called, but only a very few are chosen. And you guys can make sure that you want to be chosen. All you got to do is, first of all, order this course. Make sure you put what you're ordering in the comments. And I can't guess what you want, even though sometimes you think I'm a genius. I'm not. I'm just, or it's just that you're not used to information you get to your benefit being really about benefiting you. And it just seems as if I'm amazing. I'm not amazing. I just tell the truth. The truth is what's actually amazing. I'm not bullshitting with what I say. I am the real deal. And however you try to get away from that fact, you're going to continue to run into people who claim to have that magic pill. But you're going to find that the magic pill is in your own mind. The magic pill is accepting you. I'm telling you, Sidewalk University, my confidence course, put them together, you have a winning combination. So I'm gone. You know, I know y'all want to watch them damn football games. I do too. I'm out.